Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bob Tewksbury. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting second. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The DH, David Justice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jeff Branson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Lawton moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Coomer strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Starhowiak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel bunts towards third. Coomer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vizquel moves to second. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vizquel moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhowiak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordova bunts towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Branson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Branson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Walker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Branson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lawton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawton strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Grissom moves to second. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grissom scores. Giles moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tomey is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Giles trying to get to home. Lawton throws the ball into Steinbach who tags Giles who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Starhowiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Branson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. the Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. Justice strikes out. 1 out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Sandy Alomar, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branson is 0 for 1 in the game. Branson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Becker moves to third. Matt Lawton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Matt Lawton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Lawton reaches second base with a double. Becker scores. Knobloch scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lawton moves to third. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Lawton scores. Molitor moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 0 for 2 in the game. Starhoviak is hit by the pitch. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Molitor scores. Coomer moves to third. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knobloch misplays the ball. That's an error on Knobloch. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Enrique Wilson now playing shortstop. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Becker reaches second base with a double. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Becker moves to third. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson fields it and throws to second for the out. Becker scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lawton moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Tewksbury covering, for the out. 2 outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 2 in the game. Justice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Giles now playing center field. Sean Casey now playing first base. Bruce Avan now playing left field. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wilson. Starhoviak moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Branson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Starhoviak moves to third. 2 outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branson is 0 for 2 in the game. Branson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Jeff Manto now playing third base. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Becker strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Avan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Avan strikes out. 1 out. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tewksbury fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Giles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawton for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Molitor strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer pinch hits for David Justice. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Tewksbury covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.